From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with us. Mark chapter 10, the verses 35 to 40, is the portion we will be looking at today. We will also be having a hymn from Frank Boggs in just a moment or two, and he'll sing for us the beautiful hymn, Blessed Redeemer. Let me make a few comments on the program tonight at 9 o'clock. Because we start a new month, we will have a new feature for this month. Instead of a testimony, I will be reading extracts from a very interesting little publication called The Coming of the Son of Man by E.J. Poole Connor, a pastor who has gone to be with Christ. Now, I know the interest there is in the subject of Christ's return and everything related to it. And this is an excellent booklet, for it simply sets out the teaching of God's Word on this matter. And I will be sending a free copy of the 60-page publication to anyone who requests it. So that's in our program tonight. I hope that you join with us. But back to today's program. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 10, the verses 35 to 40. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldst do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And we will end our reading there, knowing God will bless these words to our hearts. Here's Frank Boggs singing for us, Blessed Redeemer.
Blessed Redeemer. Oh,
We'll turn now to that portion of Scripture we read. We have noted how little the apostles had heeded the words of Christ regarding his own death, and therefore had not considered the impact upon themselves of the Saviour's death. As we look at verse 39, particularly those words where the Lord Jesus says, "Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of," I want us to learn that the Saviour's words were soon to come true for James. In Acts chapter 12, there is recorded the martyrdom of James by Herod Agrippa the First. The death of James would have taken place about 10 to 12 years after these words were spoken by the Saviour. At that time, Peter was also arrested and would have also been murdered by Herod Agrippa had not the Lord intervened and delivered Peter from prison by his angel. Shortly afterwards, Herod Agrippa was smitten by the Lord, and he died. The full story is found in Acts chapter 12. But these words of the Lord Jesus came true for John as well. In the last book of the Bible, in the chapter 1, we find John suffering exile in the little island of Patmos, which is situated in the Aegean Sea. John suffered much in various persecutions during his long life. It is believed at an advanced age, somewhere about 100 years old, he died peacefully. Perhaps I should say that many do try to avoid the reproach of the world by seeking to accommodate the world's objections to the message of Christ. There are preachers who trim away the offensive bits in the gospel. They try not to mention those doctrines that the world does not like, but in so doing, they distance themselves from the Lord Jesus. In the days of the apostles, the rulers objected to what they had to say. They said, "Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Acts chapter 5, verse 28. You see, the apostles laid the blame of the Saviour's rejection and crucifixion where it belonged. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. These were direct words indeed, and they hurt the rulers, vexed and annoyed the rulers. The apostles had a choice to make. They could please the Lord and preach the full truth, or they could please the rulers and trim the message. Their response was to take the cup of reproach and submit to the baptism of suffering. We read, "And they called them," that's the apostles, "and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. But the Saviour also responded to the particular request of the two disciples by veiling, concealing, as it were, the future glory to which his faithful servants would reach. I believe the Saviour was indicating to the two disciples that the honour they sought was appointed of his Father, and that it was not appropriate for them to be told of it then. It was John who later wrote, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 2. Such knowledge is too high for us to possess, especially when we are young in the work of God. The hardships of service were what the Savior would have His servants think about and be prepared for. The time for considering the honors would come later. The Apostle Paul, as he knew his life was drawing to a close, famously wrote, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. He knew something of the honor which lay ahead of him. But at the beginning of the ministry of these two young apostles, the Savior was concealing it. Every Christian knows at least something of the honor that awaits them, but it is unseemly for us to have a knowledge of the fullness of the honor that awaits every child of God. Surely new recruits should not be thinking of the honors gained on the battlefield before they have had time to put on their boots. I'm enjoying this study of God's Word. I hope that you are as well. Join me again next week. Around this portion, we'll be moving on to the verses that follow. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. The Lord bless you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.